The views and opinions expressed by guests on the TWBC podcast are solely those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the views of nor constitute an endorsement by the host, TWBC, or the advertisers.
National championships, Confederation championships, World championships, major professional events. For over three decades, he has been there for many of the sport's greatest moments. And now he brings you even closer to the movers and shakers in the world of high echelon tournament water skiing. From the founder and creator of the Waterski Broadcasting Company comes the TWBC Podcast. And now here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings and salutations to every single one of you out there listening into this episode of the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot. Glad to have you on board. And I'm also glad to have on board is a Peruvian tricking sensation who caught my attention at the U21 World Championships not too long ago in Santa Rosa Beach. He is Felipe Franco. How are you doing, sir?
How are you, Tony? It's great to be here.
Yes, indeed. And here being the home of international tournament skiing and also the home of the 2021 World Water Ski Championship. So, first time I saw you tricking at the U21 World Championships in Santa Rosa Beach, you performed okay there, but it was very much a game time decision whether you were going to ski in those championships period, wasn't it?
It was actually very interesting because I stopped skiing for about like 5 months, and then 3 weeks before the 121 Worlds, they were like, hey, you have to start training now. We have 121 Worlds. And I was like, oh, damn, do I really have to go? And they're like, the federation was that saying, yeah, you have to go. So I procrastinated doing toes for a week. And then I started skiing, like actually training hard for it, like 2 weeks before. And the day before, actually, I was like, hey, should I go or not? Should I practice? So I didn't even take a practice ride at the lake. I just skied. So it was actually very interesting, and the outcome was very interesting. I wasn't planning on skiing the way I did. It wasn't great, but I mean, it wasn't what I was expecting. So yeah, it was interesting to see.
Pleasantly surprised, or just feeling that you had more to do to round off those championships.
I mean, it was just I felt good. I mean, I had a fun time there. I enjoyed the place. I enjoyed seeing people I hadn't seen for a long time. So it was pleasant.
Okie dokie. So you're here at ITS International Tournament Skiing, obviously fully expecting to actually compete. You are in, actually, you're scheduled to be in Series 1 tricks, which is some pretty high-powered tricking from some of the world's best trickers. Now, thinking who could be on that list, Who would you say represents the greatest threat on that list to those around him?
Everybody's a great skier in the Series 1.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say, I mean, I just don't want to name somebody that to say he's the best, but I think that everybody's a very good skier. Series 1, Series 2, and all the series, every person that's here is a very good skier. Yeah, they're good friends and they ski very well. So I'm gonna have to ski well.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about your story, how you got into the sport. I mean, because Peru is starting to look like a really, really emerging world power in terms of tournament water skiing. I mean, obviously the Cuclevans who have represented Chile, represented Peru on a number of occasions, World Championships there, Pan American Games champion and what have you, you know. And then out of the blue steps you, and you're starting to put together some trick performances that are really starting to have people take up and say, hey, what about this kid from Peru? I mean, tell us a little bit about the story.
So I don't know if it is actually out of the blues.
Yeah.
I started skiing when I was about 9 years old. I got into trick skiing. I really got into trick skiing. I didn't enjoy the other events. I actually did them for a couple years, but I decided I would stick to trick skiing. I've just been training very hard since. I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been training very hard, really motivated. It's the first time I'm going to ski at an open world championships, believe it or not. I was supposed to ski like a couple years ago on the Malaysia. But I didn't because I had school, so I, you know, school's priority. So this is the first time I'm going to compete in a world championships, in an open world championships. So it's going to be a fun experience.
Where is school for you?
Sorry?
Where is school for you?
So I used to go to high school in Peru.
Uh-huh.
And now I go to Rollins College here in Orlando, Florida.
Well, congratulations on that, because Rollins College is not the easiest of schools to get into, whether you're a water ski athlete or not.
Yeah, it's tough.
So what's it like to train with the talent that is at Rollins College? Because, I mean, you've got some smart people there. You've got some really, really good skiers to hang out with. Kind of give us a sense of who's there and who you really enjoy training with at Rollins.
So we have a good team. The team has a lot of potential. We have some very good skiers as well. Trick skiers, slalom skiers, and jumpers. I would say it is very fun to have Patricio Font and Neely Ross in my team, because we like trick skiing a lot. So it is fun having people that like trick skiing a lot in your team. So it's fun, and obviously balancing schoolwork, social life, and sports is a struggle.
Yeah, sure it can be a struggle, but then the good part of it is being able to ski competitively in the collegiate ranks, and obviously after the World Championships, the focus becomes the collegiate national championships, which will take place in my home state, Louisiana. So you're looking forward to taking a trip down to the Bayou State of Louisiana?
I am. I'm actually very excited for it. It's going to be my first collegiate nationals, I'm very excited for it. I'm excited it's going to be the first time I ski in that lake, so I'm very excited.
All right, then. So, not only are you a tremendous water skiing athlete, and I mean, I saw that for myself up close and personal when you went out and practiced today. I was actually fortunate enough to ride in the boat. All 225 pounds of me provided enough weight in that boat to, you know, to spike up the wakes a little bit, but that's an aside. You're a triathlete, aren't you?
I am. Yeah.
All right. So, tell us a little bit about that background and how you manage that against what you do on the water.
So, a couple of years ago, I started doing triathlon, and I had a lot of time during lockdown to train, and I have actually had a lot of potential in the sport. I like pain sometimes, so. It's a fun sport. It's very painful. I really enjoy it. I do mostly the half Ironman distances, also Olympic distances and sprint distances. And my goal is to qualify for Worlds next year and to get top 5 in my age group.
Top 5 in your age group, yeah. Qualify for the World Championships. Any expectations of being in the Olympics?
I'm not a very good swimmer, so...
Oh, seriously?
I'm not a very good swimmer, believe it or not. I am a good... I can bike very well and run very well, but swimming is not my thing. I don't know, I'm just not that fast, and I struggle a lot, so... And to be able to compete in the Olympics, you need to get out of the water. Like, you have to swim as fast as everybody else, or if not, the cycling peloton would leave you, so you won't be able to get it in a good place. So I still think I need a couple more years to practice my swim, and eventually that'll be something I would really like to do.
Now, I spoke with you a little bit earlier on, and I'm guessing that trying to get into the Olympic Games also also depends upon the nation coefficient in terms of qualification, qualifying their athletes into the Olympic Games. Because, I mean, you're almost at the stage where you could potentially be in the Olympic Games, but unfortunately, Peru in itself isn't like a world power in triathlon, so that kind of stops that. But would the next question I have, and I followed a little bit of the triathlon in the Olympic Games. The latest development that they had was the mixed triathlon. How do you reckon, having watched that, what did you think to that new development?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I really want to try. I never did, and I really think it's something very cool to try.
Yeah, I mean, getting that team dynamic in play as well, because it's very, very important to determine who is the strongest swimmer between the women and the men and everything like that. So you have to play that strategy.
We have a good good triathletes in Peru, but unfortunately, I don't see many of those qualifying for the Olympics. We train together and we hang out together and we compete versus each other, and I would like to see they're very good, but I don't think we all are Olympic level yet.
So I mean, kind of give us a comparison. I mean, you hang out with a pretty select crowd of people within the skiing world, and obviously you hang out with a crowd of triathletes. What is the major difference between those two sections within those particular sports? I mean, what kind of stands out at you?
I mean, what I like about skiing is that I have a lot of friends that I compete versus a lot of people that are actually my friends. And in triathlon, it's alike. You know, that's what I like about both sports. It's not like other sports where you like barely talk to your competitor. You know, here in water skiing we hang out, and in triathlon as well. No, I think water skiing is a little more friendly, and triathlon is a little
more cutthroat.
Yeah, but
All right then. So, World Championships, first time you're skiing in the world. Are you a little bit nervous? Are you just trying to temper down expectations? You know, just try and calm yourself down. I mean, what have been the major points that your coach Thibaut has been drilling into you to try and get you to perform at your very best whenever you go into tricks in Series 1 a little bit later on next week?
I have a series of coaches. So one is Ronnie Barton. I don't know if you know Ronnie.
Yeah, of course I do.
Then Camilo Espinel.
Yeah, I know him too.
And then Thibaut. So as a team, because we as a team, I think our goal is just my main goal is to have fun, to hang out, be with my friends, have fun. I don't like looking at water skiing as a job. So it's just about having fun and skiing the best you can.
Excellent. Okay, we'll round off the webcast here. Thank you very much for being a part of it. But is there anything you'd like to say to your friends and family and to your supporters and everything like that? I'll give you the microphone to give those kind of acknowledgements.
Hello.
And just give a big shout out to all the folks that have gotten you from where you are to where you are now. You know.
Yeah. Obviously, everybody has put their grain of help. You know, like all of them have helped me throughout this journey. Friends, even tournament organizers. You know, like I would like to thank all of the Jack Travers tournament organizers, because it's not easy, you know? It's not easy to throw such a big tournament, and they're doing it, and it's going to be very good. And yeah, thank them, and thank the guy that's right in front of me, and thank you.
Why, thank you very much indeed. That was Felipe Franco. My name is Tony Lightfoot. This is the latest edition of the TWBC podcast, and until next time, it is ciao for... Now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC Podcasts.